Overseas now, and Hong Kong is expected to see more mass protests this weekend amid stern warnings from Beijing that it could use its power to quell the unrest. Human rights observers say the situation is deteriorating because Hong Kong's authorities and their masters in Beijing are refusing to give an inch. I spoke to Sophie Richardson, the China director at Human Rights Watch, about how she sees the unfolding situation in Hong Kong.
The authorities have already turned down a few of the applications for protests. And so the only one that has been approved is for a static demonstration to take place in Victoria Park. But, you know, we have objected for a long time, as have other human rights bodies, to the overly restrictive nature of those requirements. But also, I think, you know, we've watched in the last couple of weeks the Hong Kong police force, which has both the training and the equipment and on some level a history of managing large protests peacefully, really turn their backs on some of those standards and treat protesters with excessive force. And that's a very worrying trend as we head into a weekend in which, you know, clearly tensions are running high.
What more do you see the international community doing in this situation?
Well, I think first and foremost, it has to make abundantly clear to Beijing that there will be negative consequences if, if peaceful protests are met with excessive force. I think, you know, many governments need to make the point to Beijing that its failure to uphold the Sino-British Joint Declaration and its obligations to Hong Kong under international law really are the core of the problem, and that raises questions not just about what's happening now in Hong Kong, but about Beijing's willingness to follow through on all manner of international obligations.
Are you hearing that message strongly enough from world leaders at the moment?
No.
What more can they say?
Well, I think they need to essentially deliver a message along the lines of what I just described, that, you know, they will take an increasingly dim view of Beijing's credibility if it won't back down and, you know, engage in some sort of discussions, or at a minimum, at least empower Hong Kong authorities to do that. You know, it is disturbing to watch some governments go straight from or solely from, you know, expressing concern about excessive police force, that's fine, to issuing travel warnings to their citizens about going to Hong Kong, which is also a perfectly valid fear, without really tackling the core issue, which is Beijing's overreach and its violations of legal obligations to let people in Hong Kong decide most of these issues on their own.
Nobody has a crystal ball about the Hong Kong crisis. How do you see it playing out?
Well, one certainly hopes that Beijing recognizes the much larger costs to it of an overly aggressive response to the protests, and that, you know, some of the people in Hong Kong who either are in the government or have been in the government and are considered leaders find a way of reaching out to some of the people who have been, you know, consistent and principled and peaceful voices on things like political reform or some of the problematic legislation that's been posed to, you know, shift the focus away from just large-scale protests to an actual dialogue that might have some bearing on what happens next. But, you know, the deck is pretty badly stacked against pro-rights interests in Hong Kong. And so, you know, I think much depends on how Beijing decides to proceed.
Sophie Richardson, thanks very much for joining the world today.
Thank you.
And Sophie Richardson is the China director at Human Rights Watch.